that sound, sound, sound. The best surprises, and the best entertainment. All here. Sunday night, around 10 p.m. Sunday Night Sound Set. DJP.
Are you kidding me?
Here on KZOW 91.9.
Active.
Radio. Shut up!
What's going on, Forest City, Waldorf College, Mason City, whoever's listening. This is DJP. Here with Sunday Night Sound Set. It is 10:46. We're going to talk about the hockey game. Waldorf Warriors are killing it right now. SJ, what's
going on? Yeah, we got back on the right side of things, turned the ship around. We were on a 4-game losing streak. You know, we went up to UMD 2 weekends back, lost to them, dropped 2 games to them. And then back at home, we dropped 2 games, the number one team in the country, won in overtime, and then lost 4-0 to them, I believe. I think it was 4-0, yep. Friday, we were explosive with an 8-1 victory. A lot of goals, a lot of stuff went our way. We played real well, played fast, really just kind of, dominated them as far as stats go. They really just didn't have the talent to keep up with us, so that was good. We showcased our talent and didn't play down to their level.
That was Low Key by Baby Bash, Ty Dolla $ign, and Lloyd. Coming up, it's 9:46. Here in Forest City, I have This Day in Music History. I'll let you guys know what happened, some historical events. In 1963, the Beatles' second album, With the Beatles, became the first million-selling album by a group in the UK. The album stayed at the top of the charts for 21 weeks, displacing Please Please Me, so that the Beatles occupied the top spot for 51 consecutive weeks. That's crazy. And in 1968, Glenn Campbell started a 5-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Wichita Lineman. Jimmy Webb's inspiration for the lyrics came while driving through Ouachita County in northern Oklahoma. Webb was driving through an endless litany of telephone poles, each looking exactly the same as the last. Then in the distance, he noticed a silhouette of solitary lineman atop a pole. Andy Dick arrested in alleged theft, Fox reports. L.A. police have arrested comedian Andy Dick on suspicion of grand theft. The arrest of the former news radio actor happened late Friday night in Hollywood. The celebrity gossip website TMZ, which first reported the arrest, said Dick allegedly stole the necklace of a man he encountered on Hollywood Boulevard last week. Police saw Dick riding his bike Friday night and made the arrest. Dick posted bail early Saturday morning. A call to his agent was not immediately returned. In addition to news radio, Dick briefly had his own program on MTV and had roles in several movies, including Dude, Where's My Car? And Old School. He's had several mostly minor run-ins with the police. He was arrested most recently in 2011 on suspicion of being drunk and disorderly in a California restaurant. So, SJ, what you think about that? Andy Dick's out here snatching chains.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he did it. I just, who knows? It seems very vague.
Right.
The story's very vague, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems, it's Fox News, so it's credible. I don't know if I should say that either, but... Basically, it's a big shots fired. Right? It's a big news station, so you think they would have it right, but at the same time, it seems kind of fishy that the police would arrest him without any really solid proof. I mean, we really don't know that much about it. But no, did he have solid proof? Because it doesn't seem like they did. It seems like they just arrested him, and that was that, right?
Yeah. No real hardcore evidence.
Exactly. So I was kind of like. Can they bring him in for questioning? Sure, but even a murder case, right? They bring him in for questioning, but unless they have some really solid evidence, they're not going to arrest anyone, right?
No, yeah.
So they must have had some sort of evidence, but I don't know. The story is just super vague. I think it's just kind of
And that's how he had to post bail for that. You know, he had to pay.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's money. Yep. Money to the government, man. Well, they'll get you every way, right?
Right. Any way they can.
Any way they can. Right?
It seems like they could have mistaken anybody really for Andy Dick. I mean,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
It was just gonna be like, oh, it was Andy Dick.
Right.
It
yeah.
It could have been like, oh, some guy that looked like Andy Dick. You
know? Right. It seems very vague. I mean, he's riding his bike and he gets arrested. I mean, maybe he did something, know something about it. Maybe he didn't. But either way, it just seems kind of like the police. Arrested him kind of for, you know, just suspicion. I don't know. If
right.
No hard evidence. It's from what the story makes it sound like, at least.
If Andy Dick tried to run up on me and snatch my chain, I don't know. I don't know if that's going down. Like,
right.
He's not just going to just...
No, not me. I mean, yeah. I don't wear a chain, but if I did...
Yeah, if I had a chain on
it... would be an uppercut.
Any sort of jewelry, yeah. It would be going down.
Right.
I don't think Andy Dick would just run up on someone either.
I don't know. He doesn't seem like that type of guy. And, I mean, he's got money, right?
You'd right. Think. Why would he snatch someone's necklace?
Right. I mean, he's pretty famous. Everyone knows who he is.
Yeah.
If he really wanted to get some more money, you think he'd try out for some roles in Hollywood.
Right. I think he'd get work.